the first independent ad in this year's race for governor ran last week on behalf of candidate Kathleen Falk. Common Cause of Wisconsin predicts that organizations representing business, teachers, and other outside groups will surpass what candidates themselves spend. Jay Heck is the executive director of Common Cause. He says it's very likely independent groups running ads will spend nearly $17 million combined on all the main candidates.
Special interest groups don't run these ads just merely to promote their participation in the democratic process. These groups have legislative agendas, and you can be sure that they will come back to the winner of the race if they have been supportive of that winner to have their legislative agenda acted upon.
In the past, special interest groups have weighed in heavily in key legislative races, but not spent a lot of money on gubernatorial candidates. That's because Tommy Thompson, the state's longest-serving governor, was seen as unbeatable. Now, Hex says with the race wide open, special interest spending could skyrocket. Campaign finance reform measures relating to independent ads won't affect this election. The changes take effect next year if they aren't struck down in court first. Several groups have already filed suit in local and federal courts over a provision requiring independent groups to report to the state 30 days before an election which political ads will be run. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.